Chapter 33.
When Luke awakened, he was still upright, still wheezing, and still locked in Abeloth's grasp. Talon stood a couple of meters away, on the adjacent side of the sunken stage. At his feet lay Ben, caught in a crackling net of force energy and writhing in pain. Behind him stood Vistara, looking exhausted, battered, and, to Luke's surprise, more than a little frightened and sad. Even Gavar Kai had been brought to the edge of the pit, though he remained unconscious and moaning in the Falanasi-induced nightmares.
"You are weak because you have not been feeding,"
Abeloth was saying to Talon.
"Mortals need to feed, do they not?"
"Of course."
There was impatience in Talon's reply, but even more, there was fear.
"But I haven't been able to keep food down since I fell into the pool of knowledge. Its water must have been poisonous."
"And your healers cannot find the toxin?"
Talon shook his head.
"They've run every test known to us."
As they spoke, Luke's eyes were sweeping the area, searching for some way to escape that did not involve using the Force to spray them all with magma. But he was also listening, because if he and Ben survived, and he was determined they would, anything Abeloth told Talon about what he was becoming might be a clue to destroying her. When Abeloth did not reply, Talon continued.
"They found nothing."
"Why do you think that is?"
Abeloth asked.
"You have bathed in the pool of knowledge, my child. Is it that you remain truly ignorant of the answer, or that you are afraid to know it?"
Talon's brow furrowed, and a look of comprehension and horror slowly came to his eyes.
I...
He looked over at Abeloth, his lavender face now so pale it was almost alabaster, then asked,
"How?"
The tentacle around Luke's throat tightened, and his vision began to narrow again.
"First, your promise,"
Abeloth said.
"Luke betrayed us, and for that, he must pay."
"As you wish,"
Talon said. The High Lord glanced down at Ben, still writhing at his feet. The force net began to contract, and Ben's eyes widened in surprise. For a moment, he seemed more confused by what was happening than alarmed by it. Then his flesh began to bulge between strands, and his surprise changed to fear, as it dawned on him that the net was just going to keep contracting, that the thin lines of energy would soon start cutting into his flesh and slowly, painfully, chop him into tiny squares of meat and bone. Luke could not bear the thought of Ben dying such a horrid and anguished death, but he knew he had very little chance of preventing it. The instant he tried to call on the Force, Abeloth would tighten her tentacle again, and he would drop into darkness. The cold tide of despair began to rise inside him, threatening to engulf him, and he felt a shudder of delight ripple through Abeloth's tentacles. She was feeding on his fear, just as she was feeding on the fear of the plague-stricken Padirians, using it to fuel her dark side power, to heal the terrible wounds she had suffered when Luke killed the other two bodies. Thin lines of blood began to appear as the strands bit into Ben's flesh. The first hint of pain appeared in his expression, but he made a point of catching Luke's eye.
"Don't worry,"
he spoke through clenched teeth, obviously fighting to keep his voice from breaking.
"I have a plan."
The statement was so ludicrous and unexpected that Luke would have burst out laughing had he not been sick with fear. Still, he did not show his terror to Ben. He did not want that to be the last thing his son ever saw. So he rasped a few words past the pain in his throat.
"I hope it's a good one."
Ben smiled.
"Don't worry, Dad."
He flicked his eyes toward his shoulder, but Luke did not see anything useful there, only Vistara, standing a pace behind Ben, looking entirely remorseless.
It is...
Talon chuckled darkly.
Oh, really? Then I must finish this quickly.
He looked over at Abeloth and smiled.
Before young Skywalker escapes and kills us both.
No.
Abeloth stepped over to Talon, standing so close their shoulders touched.
We aren't done with him.
One of Abeloth's tentacles slithered up Talon's chest. His eyes widened, and his head drew back involuntarily. The tentacle continued to rise, pushing its tip between his lips, and then it began to pulse. Talon's expression changed from repulsion to surprise, to hunger, and he leaned forward and began to suckle.
Stang!
Ben gasped, making a sour face.
Just kill me now!